a very happy 17th day of April. It is Wednesday. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Almost screwed up the date. Thanks for stopping by, friends. We've got Max Crawford. I am Shel Winkley. Some changes are coming. Warmer first, maybe some rain, then definitely looks like some rain, and then cooler. Let's dive in.
Statistics with Shel.
It's a twofer. Let's talk about warm temperatures first over the next couple of days. First things first, this morning's temperature made a run at the warmest that we've seen so far this year. The record high minimum, the warmest temperature of record, is 74. I don't think we're going to get that one, but tomorrow, 73 degrees for a forecast low. The record high minimum, the warmest low temperature on April 18th, 71 degrees. First happened back in 1970, then tied in 2011, just 13 years ago. We probably will break that and set a new record for nighttime warmth. Afternoon temperatures, upper 80s today. Those feel like the low 90s. The record's 93. We won't get there. But there is a climate change aspect of this. The fingerprint's a 1 out of 5 on the climate shift index, meaning this time of the year, in our part of the world, about a 1.5 times more likely to experience warmth like this on the 17th day of April. What about the 18th day? Tomorrow's temperature of 90 forecast is a 2 out of 5, meaning it is 2 times more likely that we will find warmth like this in a warming climate. 94 is the record. 93 is what it will feel like. All right, the second half of that, there's more at kbtx.com on this, but NOAA officially came out and said that March, last month, was the warmest March in our 175 years of global climate records. Not only that, it was the 10th consecutive month of global record-setting temperatures. There was not a single area on this earth, on the surface, that had record cold recorded. For North America, it was the 9th warmest March that we've recorded in 175 years. And for the lower 48 specifically, it was the 17th warmest March of record. We ended 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit above the 30-year average. Again, more details right now at kbtx.com.
Well, while we're stewing in all this heat and humidity, we might as well try and see if we can get a little bit of rain from it. That does not look to be the case today. Cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today, and the wind has calmed down just a little bit too as that big low pressure system moves out and we wait for the next one. Now, headed into Thursday, an outlook which maybe just got a little bit more interesting, a weak cold front slides down into central Texas, and that, along with daytime heating, will be the focal point for some thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. What has been the thinking for the past couple of days, and really what still is that those thunderstorms are going to fall apart as they move into the Brazos Valley, potentially impacting those of us north of OSR for a little bit, and potentially strong too, especially in terms of wind gusts, and then falling apart as they get any closer to the central Brazos Valley. New data this morning from a different, but still somewhat reliable model suggests, hey, you know what, maybe we will get some showers and a couple thunderstorms headed into tomorrow night. I'm not ready to side with this version of the pinpoint forecast just yet, but I do think it's worth acknowledging that some of those thunderstorms could hold together, give us a little bit of rain as we were wrapping things up on Thursday. Timing for that would be post-dinner time, and like mentioned before, some gusty winds and maybe even some small hail will be a potential. Overall, the severe threat is isolated, even if we do see the rain roll through. So hopefully we do get some rain and non-severe rumbles, but at least as of this morning, it really doesn't look like that is the likely scenario. We'll, of course, keep you updated.
So it's warm. We need a cold front, and we'll get a cold front. It arrives as we head into the weekend. In fact, some forecast data even tries to sneak some of that in here as early as Friday or Saturday. We're going to see if that data trend holds, but for now, not really biting on it. But what we do know is that once we get to the end of the weekend, cooler than average temperatures are around. Now, here's what we have to work on. Some of our data yesterday was trying to signal that we were only in the 50s on Friday. I don't think we're going to be that cold, but I do think that we can find temperatures maybe sub 70 degrees come Sunday afternoon. And that'll keep us at least on a cooler than average temperature trend with 50s in the morning to start next week and the daytime highs slowly trending back to 80. But to get there, we've got to do something else.
We got to get some rain, and this is a chance for rain that I am much more confident in. Thanks to the aforementioned front and just so much moisture to work with, showers and thunderstorms are looking likely headed into Saturday and still favoring Saturday evening, but I do think that it is a good idea to have the rain gear with you pretty much at all times on Saturday, especially anytime after lunchtime. About a 30 to 50% coverage is expected with afternoon rain, and then we'll just up that to about 80% by the time we get to our evening plans. Good news to go along with this storm chance is that it largely looks non-severe, though, like with what we could find on Thursday, some gusty winds can't be ruled out. I just don't think super likely. One of the bigger reasons is all the moisture to go along with it. 1 to 2 inches widespread before we get to the end of Saturday and into Sunday, with some localized totals of 3 inches plus, certainly a possibility. Alrighty, gang, I do believe that is going to do it for this Wednesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Got a couple of different chances for some April showers out there. Make sure you keep that Pinpoint weather app downloaded, and we will, of course, continue to keep you updated there and each morning on the Pinpod. For Shell Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. Let's make it a great day.